Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Right now, we're pleased to welcome former NBA big man and current Denver Nuggets TV analyst Scott Hastings, who joins us live. And Scott, when you hear Commissioner Silver talk about this fluid situation, what do you think of his leadership and the way that the NBA has tried to put this plan in place?
Well, listen, it's a weird time, Amy, and you know, I do a radio show here in Denver as well, and my one of my partners coined the phrase "only Corona knows." So I mean, it's kind of where we're living at right now, and I think, you know, Commissioner Silver's right. I mean, you have to remain fluid, you have to remain a little flexible. No one in our lifetime has experienced anything like this, so. You know, to sit there and put stuff in stone is probably ridiculous. I will say this, and this is no knock on any of the other three major commissioners in American sports, but I think Commissioner Silver is the best. I think he listens to his players more than the other leagues, especially baseball. I don't even know if they talk to each other, let alone listen to each other. So I, you know, you just kind of got to trust the situation, really. The good news is most of the athletes are in their prime and are in great condition, and that virus has had lesser effect on people of that sort. There are, you know, men and women who are a little older who kind of fit in the demographic of you know, true caution on this virus that you got to look out for as well. So. I don't know. Listen, it's all weird. I'm counting on doing some games via our studio back in Colorado for the games in Orlando coming up here in a few weeks, and we will see. I haven't shaved my beard yet, so I guess I will when I have to.
Scott, knowing what you know of the Denver Nuggets and others in the NBA community, as much as the health and safety protocols are stringent and they're restrictive, how committed do you think the basketball community will be to following them, understanding the big picture?
Well, and that's a great point. And you know, it goes really for all the leagues, the NFL, Major League Baseball, NHL. If all the guys and the teams follow the protocols, I think they're going to be all right. I think, you know, Disney and the people down there in Orlando that are all in the facilities, I think will go beyond, you know, not only because, you know, listen, they want a good grade. They're going to be paid a lot of money, I'm sure. The NBA, there's a lot of expensive assets. You're going to be running around that area. So I think they're going to have as sterile as possible of facilities for these guys. Now, it's the key. Listen, we're Americans. We've seen it, you know, on you know, people gathering in social circles without distancing. We've seen it, you know, whether it was, you know, through a protest or through I just want to go to a bar, you know, people near each other. If the players follow the guidelines, I think they can pull this thing off. But, you know, human nature. It's the frog and the scorpion swimming across the river. And you know, frog's giving the scorpion a ride. And he says, well, I can't give you a ride. You'll sting me and I'll die. And he goes, well, if you die, then I drown. Halfway across the river, scorpion stings him. He says, what did you do that for? He said, well, it's my nature. So you've got to trust human nature. I think they'll be able to pull this off, but guys are going to have to follow the rules. And, you know, you're in this business. Sometimes that's easier said than done.
Definitely is. Scott Hastings with us from Denver, not only a former NBA big man himself in the 80s and early 90s, but also part of the Denver Nuggets TV crew. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So the Nuggets closed their team's practice facility. Going back to the weekend, they've had a few positive tests for the virus, including a couple of members of what will be their Orlando traveling party. We know that Nikola Jokic tested positive in Serbia. He was asymptomatic, as you mentioned. But when you hear that, how concerned are you?
Oh, listen, you probably got the wrong guy, because I'm not as concerned as probably I should, or probably that others are. I still, gosh, and here's Amy, here's the foolish Scott. I trust. If I put myself, if I were an athlete, I would be there, and I'd be ready to play. It's been 90 days or
yes.
more since March 11th that anybody's able to do anything. And I would trust, you know, as I said a while ago, these are assets. I mean, you know, the Los Angeles Lakers, you know, I think aren't going to do something stupid to risk LeBron James or Houston and James Harden or, you know, Damian Lillard with Portland or all these great players. Because these are huge assets, not only, you know, for their teams and for the league. So I would tend to trust, but we will see. You know, like I said, I think they can pull this off. I think you got to do the right things. You know, I've spoken to a number of medical people and doctors, my own doctor, and I hear advice that they give me. And it's just kind of paying attention to detail. Don't be running around off campus and doing crazy things. And, you know, I think they can pull this off, but you know, all it takes is one or two guys to decide, right. Hey, there's a great club down the street. You know, there ain't no security guards out there. We can go ahead and hit there and be back by one. You start having, you know, stuff like that happen, then who knows what could happen.
I like your optimism though. And it when you spell it out like that, follow the rules. Remember that it's not just about you. There's an entire NBA community and the rest of the season that is riding on this. And be smart. I mean, it sounds so simple, and yet you talk about our freedoms as Americans. Sometimes we don't consider other people. We just kind of consider what makes us happy.
Well, think about this, Amy. And I think it's the same thing, you know, for the NFL. And they, unlike all the other leagues, have had time to kind of see what's going to go on, see what's working, what's not working, so on and so forth. But it's the same thing. Most places have their own practice facilities. You can secure those as much as you can and sterilize them as best as you can. And then you got to trust the people. That's the wild card is the players themselves, the staff. Listen, you know, I'm calling out players being smart. Listen, I've known a bunch of dumb coaches in my league, in my day also. that go out and do as much or more than players do. So, you know, it's on all of them. And you know, the NFL, if you're following, you know, hygienic stuff at home,
right.
You're not going out and about and going to 20 different restaurants during the week and all this stuff, and you're semi-quarantined, if you will, then you're in your car and you're in a practice facility that you hope is a sterile environment. And then here comes the game time. As you go back to that sterile environment, get on a bus, you hope that's clean. I'm sure that everybody who gets those contracts are going to be extra careful. You get on a charter plane where no one else is on. That they can do this if the people involved, and that's the wild card, is all the coaches, all the staff, their spouses and significant others and friends, and you can do this. It's going to take discipline.
Sure.
I watched the Coach Sutton documentary last night, Dedication, Discipline, Defense. You know, you got to have some dedication and discipline, and I think the leagues can pull this off.
Let's talk a little bit about the Nuggets, who have already clinched a playoff spot or before basketball went into hibernation. And not just that, are among the top three teams in the Western Conference when they shut down. What will you as they get ready to get back to basketball, what will you say are their strengths and the ways that they can navigate this weird kind of finish to the regular season and then on into the playoffs? What will power them?
Well, you know, there's sometimes bliss and youthful ignorance, you know. They got a taste of the playoffs last year, and I think surprised a few people with their mental toughness. They did lose a game 7 at home to Portland in that second round, but I think you learn from that. And I think we all watched, you know, Michael Jordan's documentary, and whether it was, you know, Kobe talking on it or Michael talking on it or Pippen talking on it or Isaiah Thomas, you got to go through tough times, and maybe that was their tough time. They're a very good team. They're a talented team. Can they mature between now and then? And I don't know, you know, I don't get to listen to your show much. I'm usually in bed, by the way. I'm amazed you can do a show at this hour. But you got to think about certain teams. There is not going to be a home court advantage. You're not going to have wild L.A. crowds. You're not going to have the altitude of Denver or Utah. You're not going to have the college atmosphere of an Oklahoma City crowd or anything. Mm. And so it's really going to come down to, and here's another thing, that Denver loses its altitude, which is a huge home court advantage, not only from the, you know, the oxygen and everything trying to breathe, but the fatigue that increases over a long series on opponents. That advantage is away from them. But this is going to be like an AAU tournament. I don't know when the last time you stopped by and went into one, but
sure.
Basically all it is a bunch of teams watching each other play,
mm-hmm.
A few scouts and some coaches in the stands, and officials. Now, they may not get Nikola Jokic's parents down there to run the score clock like they do sometimes. They may actually get real people. But this is going to be an AAU atmosphere. And on one hand, you know, I look at young teams being able to get into that easier than maybe a more veteran team. Whereas, you know, you look at playoffs and you think a veteran team has the experience, and they do. This is going to be unlike anything anybody's ever played. And I'm not so sure that a young team that is 2 or 3 years removed from playing on the AAU circuit might go, hey, dude, this is like the Midwest maybe tournament in Wichita, Kansas. You know, this is like down at the Dean Dome in June during the AAU tournament. So I think it's just going to be an interesting thing. Kind of look forward to seeing and hoping it happens.
So then do you think it lends itself to kind of crazy results and wild upsets, considering that, I mean, the season is 3 months in the rearview mirror, and as you say, nothing really resembles what we know about the NBA?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, on one hand, I can see it. I think if we all, you know, all of us who make a living in the sports world were to sit around a round table, I think you could have 10 or 12 different scenarios, and I think they'd all be viable, you know. The most experienced teams go in. I can see that. That always plays true. I like my AAU theory. Okay, that's cool. How about a Florida team? You know, they're not traveling in between series games, but, you know, the team's in Miami. It's what, a two-hour drive north or whatever it is to get up there. You're closer. Maybe that helps. I don't know. I think it's just going to be really interesting. I think you got to give the Lakers the biggest advantage of everybody because they still have the greatest player in the world on their team. And I remember when someone said to me when Cleveland beat Golden State in that game 7, and somebody says, you never want to get to game 7 when the best player in the world is on the other team. So now, you know, you get into a scenario here, and maybe the most experienced guy that's going to be in Orlando, well, it is the most experienced guy in Orlando, is going to be LeBron James.
Before I let you go, Scott, you've been so generous with your time, even though normally you're asleep at this hour, so thank you for that.
I'm watching a new series on Prime. I was waiting on you. Have you seen Upload yet?
I haven't. Is it good?
I tell you, it's pretty good. It's by the guy that did The Office or created The Office.
Ah.
It's it's not as funny as you thought it would be, yet it's humorous, and yet it's touching, and there's a little intrigue in it. I'm impressed.
All right, I like it. So then I'll let you get back to it. Before I let you do that, though, you wrapped up your career in the early 90s. In fact, your last two seasons were with the Denver Nuggets. What did you think of The Last Dance? You brought it up a couple minutes ago.
Well, Amy, you know, we haven't met. I know you'd probably like me and think I'm a cool guy if we did.
of course.
In the first two or three episodes, I was on the Pistons team that beat Jordan in the back-to-back championship year, and then I was also on the team that didn't shake hands, although I did. I was on the floor.
Ah.
So I remember that. It was a refreshing of the memory bank, if you will. I made a handful of cameos, and so I like to tell everybody they couldn't have done The Last Dance without me. You can't tell the story of Michael Jordan without Scott Hastings, that's for sure. I thought it was neat. You know, I talked to a number of people, and remember, this is when all the lockups started happening right around the country, was when the dance came out. I did say, and I hope all young players watched it, because like him or not like him, there's a mindset that the greatest have. Kobe had it. Michael had it. Isaiah Thomas had it. I had good friends with Joe Klein, who we had on our radio show. And Joe played in Boston with Bird and McHale. He played in Chicago with Pippen and Jordan. And he caught Shaq and Kobe late in his career, early in their beginnings. And he said all of them. All those dudes just had this different mindset. And he also played with Charles Barkley. He said Charles the only one that didn't have the mindset. But they lived and breathed, and there was nothing more important. And that came out. And I was hoping, especially with a young team like the Nuggets, I want Jamal Murray to see that. I want Nikola Jokic to see that, and Gary Harris and some of the other guys, Michael Porter Jr., you know, to see that. You know, you want to be great, you may sacrifice some friends and some buddies along the way, but they never forget you. And you usually walk away with a pocket full of loot and a handful of rings.
Well, and anybody who can do that is already ahead of the game, right? So, well,
yeah, it should be. But it also proved again that Michael Jordan is the greatest player that's ever played.
All right. And that's the final word from Scott Hastings, who, yes, is a very cool guy. You can find him on Twitter at Scott Hastings. Easy, played in the NBA himself as a big man going back to the 80s and the early 90s. And I'd forgotten about your connection, so thank you for reminding me of that. It's really good to have you on the show. You're welcome back anytime. Be safe, Scott.
Hey, anytime you need me, Amy. Thank you. And sorry I missed that first one. I was playing Star Trek on my phone.
It's fine. Good night, Scott.
See you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.